Describe a piece of good advice that you gave to someone.
Do you think parents should give their children advice?
Yes, of course.
Parents need to raise their children to become responsible and thoughtful adults. Often, this means giving them advice. For example, parents may give their child advice about solving disagreements with friends. This can help them improve their friendships. If they have a good relationship with their children, parents can continue sharing their knowledge. So children can continue to benefit from their parents' wisdom. This is really helpful for all aspects of their life.
What kinds of advice do parents always give their children? Parents give their children advice about lots of things. For example, if a child is having difficulties with a friend, they might give advice about how to resolve the situation. They can teach their kids to express their feelings. This helps the child be confident and good at solving conflicts. Parents also give their children career advice. Many children may not know what to study or which career to pursue. In such cases, parents can help their children figure it out.
Should teachers give students advice? To be honest, I think teachers should give students advice, but it should only be related to their studies. For example, an English teacher can give their students advice about how they can improve their writing skills. But it's not their job to help students with personal relationships. These issues are too personal. Besides, teachers don't know everything about a student's life, so their advice might not be helpful.
Do you think it's necessary for us to listen to friends' advice?
I suppose that it depends on what kind of help you need. Friends can help you with everyday problems and minor decisions. For example, they can give opinions on what to wear to an important party. They understand your personality and style, so they can give you good advice. But friends can't always help with big life choices, such as which college to go to. They could suggest their school, but that's often emotional. You should just talk to experts who know more than your friends.
How do you think we should give young people and old people advice?
When giving advice to both young and old people, it's important to respect what they think. You shouldn't try to force them into something. For example, when young people are picking a college major, ask about their interests and goals before suggesting one. This will make them feel involved and open to advice. As for older people, they often have lots of experience. It can be hard for them to take advice. So you can offer them advice, but make it clear that it's optional.
What are the areas in which people are more or less willing to accept advice?
Many people seek advice for important decisions. For example, people might worry about choosing the right career and seek guidance from experienced professionals. The same goes for decisions about education, like picking activities for their kids or picking a college major. People usually want advice from experts to make sure they make good choices. This also happens in other parts of life, such as buying a house or managing finances. People usually turn to others for help and support with those things.
What are the jobs that are specifically for providing advice to others?
Some examples are health professionals, lawyers, teachers, and many more. When someone has a problem in a specific area of their life, they ask an expert to tell them what to do. For example, a health professional can help you with any bodily issues. Lawyers provide legal advice. Teachers offer advice to students about their work. Counselors and psychologists give advice about mental health concerns. Lots of jobs focus on providing advice.
What advice would a professional person, like a doctor, lawyer, or teacher, give someone?
Professionals can give advice based on their specialized knowledge. When you see a doctor, they can explain whether tests are necessary or if you need medicine. However, if a person sees a lawyer, it's usually for legal advice, such as handling a divorce and property division. Finally,
Teachers give advice about knowledge and learning. So if you want to get better at something, a teacher can guide you on how to do it.